This is KWFM 92.9, Tucson, Arizona.
Tarkus, Side 1. Emerson, Lake and Palmer. The conscientious service that's given at Kramer's Garage in East Speedway is being discovered by more and more people, and it's a personalized service, and the mechanics there really take pride in what they're doing. Your car is treated as if it were their own, and all this plus the economical prices you'll find. So when your car needs repairs, Kramer's Garage is the name you need to remember. Car care with a personal touch from Ron Kramer's Garage, 3743 East Speedway. KWFM reminds you that a 9-program series of uninterrupted folk rock and pop rock concerts will start on Wednesday evening on the University of Arizona's public television station, KUAT, which is Channel 6. The series is entitled Bubba Covari. It will feature an outstanding jazz, rock, folk, or blues performer each week. It'll be aired at 7:30. Bubba Covari is a Papago Indian word that defies exact translation, but loosely implies joining together, in this case, joining of artist and audience in an uninterrupted concert. Some of the features in the coming weeks, blues guitarist Freddie King will present the first half-hour color concert. Following will be the Roger Calloway Cello Quartet with experimental jazz, Roberta Flack with jazz vocals, Chris Christopherson with country and western and folk, Odetta with folk rock, Sir Douglas Quintet rock, Tim Buckley, folk and jazz, and Lightnin' Hopkins and his own brand of Texas refried blues, and Ramblin' Jack Elliott with folk. It starts on Wednesday, Channel 6. It's 3:09 on KWFM. This is Johnny Winter.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love and drive the man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious.
Okay, after Johnny Winter in the Rock and Roll Medley, we went to his Fast Life Rider from the second Winter album, then to The Further Adventures of Robert Savage in Two Cuts, A Hard One, and 7 Day Drunk. KWFM, it's 3:12, and I'm Mark Young.
The Laura Scudder's Noise Abatement League pledge. I will not roller skate in the hall.
I will not roller skate in the hall.
I will not crack my knuckles.
I will not crack my knuckles.
I will not encourage dogs to bark or cats to yowl.
I will not encourage cats to bark.
Dogs. Cats.
I will not encourage dogs to bark, cats to yowl.
And this I do willingly.
And this I do willingly to compensate for the noise I make when eating Laura Scudder's potato chips, the noisiest chips in the world.
Here we are, knee-deep in garbage, firing rockets at the moon.
Pete Seeger. our generation.
Our generation wears sandals like Vietnamese. Our generation wears long hair. With our clobbered minds, we still wink an eye to say, sing, meet me, meet me at the bottom of the stair.
When oil billionaire H.L. Hunt's Lifelines decided to tell the audience what's wrong with schools, Carl Hess, once a speechwriter for Senator Barry Goldwater, decided to tell what's wrong with Lifelines. Next on In the Public Interest, a program of personal commentary produced as a public service by the Businessmen's Educational Fund. Carl Hess.
The Lifelines radio program has now given us the word on what's wrong with the public schools. First of all, the teachers are asking for higher salaries. Lifeline suggests that they should shut up. Also, the teachers dare to strike. Lifeline suggests that they shouldn't have this right. But then Lifeline says that the real trouble is that pupils are losing respect for teachers and administrators. Lifeline never gets much more specific than that. And as usual, Lifeline is so far off the mark that you hardly know where to begin in answering it. The problem with American public schools begins with their very purpose. First of all, public schools mainly are babysitters. Under law, children have to go to school at a very early age. They then have to stay there for a certain number of years. The law just says they have to go. It doesn't have anything to say about learning anything or getting out if there's some better way to spend your time. Well, what the schools are supposed to teach, first and foremost, is that every little girl and boy should be contented, quiet, patriotic, and eager to go to work for some big company as soon as he can learn what the big companies are paying for at any particular moment. Poor old Lifelines, they think that kids in school today aren't learning those things, and they weep about it. The big trouble in the schools, however, is that the kids are sick and tired of the sort of so-called education that most public schools do offer. The flag-waving, Chamber of Commerce, hearts and flowers, saccharine sort of nonsense about life in little rose-covered cottages. The difference between the watered-down, often immaterial stuff that most kids get in most schools and the obvious facts of real life. Most kids today know more about real life when they go into school than they would when they come out if they listened to everything that outdated textbooks written by friends of school administrators had to tell them. To hear Lifelines tell it, schools ought to be like little sausage machines. You just put some raw kids in one end, turn the crank, and out come little links of packaged piety and patriotism all ready to do whatever Big Brother wants. Well, that hasn't worked. It isn't going to work. The revolt in the schools is against just that sort of brainless approach to education in which people, young people, but still people, are treated as nothing but hunks of meat to be tenderized and processed. Americans have a cantankerous way of thinking of themselves as living, breathing people, not products. This has never been more true than of young people today. They aren't just resisting discipline, as Lifeline says they are. They're resisting a special sort of discipline. The sort of discipline that sets more store in reciting from memory than from truly trying to understand. The sort of discipline that sets more store by rules in a copybook than in common sense. Face-to-face understandings between teachers and students. The sort of discipline that tells kids to shut up rather than to open up. The sort of discipline that puts more store in what Lifelines calls the rules of the game than in trying to get young people to make the game itself a better one.
In the Public Interest is presented daily and seeks to provide a wide spectrum of fact and commentary. For a free copy of today's broadcast by Carl Hess, write to the Businessmen's Educational Fund, Post Office Box 6676, Washington, D.C., zip code 20009.
by the Allman Brothers Band, and It Ain't My Cross to Bear. 3:31 now. This is KWFM, 92.9 Tucson, Arizona. Skaggs Drug Center is now featuring Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, all their great albums together, plus their solo LPs. Now you can buy Crosby, Stills, and Nash for only $2.99. Deja Vu, plus these solo albums by David Crosby, Graham Nash, Stephen Stills, too, for $3.69. And Four-Way Street, the two-record live set by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young for only $6.59. Be sure to pick up all these outstanding Atlantic records now by this super group, all at your nearby Skaggs Drug Center.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the papers with his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine, don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Wish I was a younger man, said the old man to the young man. Oh, I'd show him what I would do. That is, if I could find something to do I never did before. Because the younger men rolled up every day, yeah. Women are to live and free.
Hello, hey buddy, wanna thank you for the ride. Don't know how I would have made it without you. Had to push when you got busted, had to help you get adjusted, had to pick up pieces after you'd been through. But you had to have assistance in confirming your existence and establishing resistance to the one or two hard feelings. One or two hard feelings. One or two hard feelings left behind.
Started out with Ralph McTell and The Streets of London, then to Richie Havens from Alarm Clock and a cut called Younger Man Get Older, and then finally to Morgan the Pirate with Ian Matthews and his solo album. It's 13 minutes before 4 o'clock, and I'm Mark Young. This is KWFM with a couple of lost dogs of one sort or another. We have a found dog. It's a brown and white cocker found near the university. If yours, call 622-9296, and found a mixed hound in the vicinity of Alvernon and 5th. The number to call there, if it's yours, is 326-8590.
This Sunday evening, KWFM will be returning once again with the Atwater Kent Hour. A look at the early days of radio before television, when the family would gather securely in the parlor around the Atwater Kent and let their minds and imaginations run free to their favorite old radio show. This week from the year 1939, the Fred Allen program with special guest Mr. Bert Lahr. Our special guest here in the studio will be Mr. Lahr's son, Mr. Herbert Lahr, a local attorney here in Tucson.
Bob, it will bring back great memories to me to hear my dad working with Fred Allen. And I hope that everyone will be listening, because this was the era when radio was king, which is now, unfortunately, a thing of the past.
Following our Fred Allen program, we will be having our interview with Miss Patsy Kelly, Hollywood stage veteran, currently appearing in Busby Berkeley's production of No, No, Nanette with Miss Ruby Keeler. And following the Atwater Kent Hour, Blues in the Night. Our jazz and blues portion of programming this week featuring some of the local Tucson jazz talent. That's all here Sunday evening, beginning at 7 p.m. on KWFM.
Coming On, and Me and My Baby with 10 Years After, 99 degrees at 4 p.m. from KWFM Tucson.
For fine custom recording, come to Middle Earth. Middle Earth Studios, 1925 East Greenlee, is equipped to do in-studio or location recording sessions, groups, soloists, auditions, commercial and industrial recording, using fine Ampex and custom equipment, AKG and Altec microphones, stereo or monaural. Facilities available for tape-to-disc dubbing, tape copying and overcopying. Middle Earth Recording Studios at 1925 East Greenlee, just off Campbell near Prince Road. Come to Middle Earth.
It's Joe Mama. Love will get you high.
Oh,
Long, long time ago, we started out with Joe Mama and Love Will Make You High, then Love of a Woman, and that was by Lighthouse, then Beaver Bottom with Robert Savage and Engine Number 9, Get Me There on Time with Wilson Pickett, Psychedelic Shack with the Temptations, and Living in Heat, which is by Chase. 429 KWFM Tucson.
This Sunday evening, KWFM will be returning once again with the Atwater Kent Hour. A look at the early days of radio before television, when the family would gather securely in the parlor around the Atwater Kent and let their minds and imaginations run free to their favorite old radio show. This week from the year 1939, the Fred Allen Program, with special guest Mr. Bert Lahr. Our special guest here in the studio will be Mr. Lahr's son, Mr. Herbert Lahr, a local attorney here in Tucson.
Bob, it will bring back great memories to me to hear my dad working with Fred Allen. And I hope that everyone will be listening, because this was the era when radio was king, which is now, unfortunately, a thing of the past.
Following our Fred Allen program, we will be having our interview with Miss Patsy Kelly, Hollywood stage veteran, currently appearing in Busby Berkeley's production of No, No, Nanette with Miss Ruby Keeler. And following the Atwater Kent Hour, Blues in the Night. Our jazz and blues portion of programming this week featuring some of the local Tucson jazz talent. That's all here Sunday evening beginning at 7 p.m. on KWFM.
It's 4:30, 99 degrees, Jamie Brockett.
This is a talk Rockin' Green Beret, New Super Yellow, Hydraulic Banana, Teeny Bopper Blues. Dedicated to people listening to AM radio. I've been listening to my radio 20 years or so. I heard a lot of singing stars come and go. There were the Beatles, Bo Diddley, Fats Domino, Screaming Jay Hawkins, Nancy Sinatra, and a whole load of other just fantastically talented people. Well, I gave up trying to be a star. Figured I'll probably never get too far. So I called my girl up today. Said I'm gonna go join the Green Beret. Be a big star. Gave me a 12-string rifle. 32 caliber auto heart. Little short fat man with stripes on his shoulder and a Girl Scout beanie on his head said, come here, boy. I'm gonna teach you how to kill.
Now when I landed in Vietnam, I hardly got to see Saigon. They shaped us up and called the roll, and off we went on a long patrol. Swapping lies, swatting flies, firing the odd shot here and there. So his squad and my squad settled down and passed some lovely stuff around. All too soon it was time to go. The captain got on the radio, said, hello, headquarters. We have met the enemy, and he has been smashed.
One morning at breakfast, I said to my wife, we've been everywhere once and some places twice. As I had another helping of country ham, she said, we ain't never been to Vietnam. There's a bunch of our boys over there. So we went to the Orient, Saigon. Well, now that's about all that there is to tell about that little trip into living hell. And if I ever go back over there anymore, hope there's none of our boys there for me to sing for. I hope that war is over with and they all come back home to stay in peace.
As some of you in the audience may or may not know, I wasn't actually born here in Muskogee. But my family, on my mother's side, lived here for many years, and I think most all of my dad's folks were born in between here and Shakota somewhere. And around Brush Hill, you know where Brush Hill or Nebo Mountain or somewhere over. And I've heard them talk so many times about it that when I finally began to tour on the road, we made a special thing to come through here and kind of look around and see where they used to live. And Muskogee was a word and a town that I've heard about ever since I was knee-high. And the fact that Oklahoma, for some reason or another, has been able to keep out of the conflict, and the college campuses haven't had any trouble that I know of. They haven't been in the news anyway. And and as far as I know, just about hippie-free. I haven't seen any hippies around here either. These things, and the fact that, like I say, I was very familiar with Muskogee, the ideas came together, and we wrote a song called Okie from Muskogee. Go let...
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse in Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Thank you very much. More to say. Thank you very much, really. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
Start out with Jamie Brockett and then to Tom Paxton and Johnny Cash for some talking blues. And then on to Merle Haggard, recorded live in Oklahoma. And then to Tea Garden and Van Winkle, recorded live at Ann Arbor. It's 4:55. This is KWFM Tucson.
Have you got a longing for Laguna? Or for a week, a month, or more at Old Cape Cod? Are you game for doing beach to a city? Or find some hidden lake and take your fishing rod? It's summertime, and Miller has a 42 that sounds just fine. It says if you got the time,
we've got the time,
we've got the beer, Miller beer, if you've got the time.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Shine on, prodigal son, got to have your be the same old story.
Johnny Winter and Prodigal Son, 5 o'clock, 98 degrees in Tucson from KWFM. And next, every good boy deserves favor with the Moody Blues. Skaggs Drug Centers are now featuring Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, all their great albums together, plus their solo LPs. Now you can buy Crosby, Stills, and Nash for only $2.99. Deja Vu, plus these solo albums by David Crosby, Graham Nash, Stephen Stills, too, for $3.69. And Four-Way Street, the two-record live set by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young for only $6.59. Be sure to pick up all these outstanding Atlantic records now by this super group, all at your nearby Skaggs Drug Center.
I'm John Henry Falk, and I don't know what you think about the way the Nixon administration's handling the American POW issue, but I want to say there's one man in this country that supports him wholeheartedly, and it's not H. Ross Perot either. It's my cousin Ed Snodgrass. He came over to my house yesterday, just a-ripping and a-roaring about the thing. He said, "Johnny, I'm a-running out of patience with that bunch of heathens over there in Hanoi. So's President Nixon. If they don't release our POWs mighty soon, I hope President Nixon starts a-bombing them back into the Stone Age." I said, "Now hold on, Cousin Ed. Before you and Mr. Nixon start all-out bombing North Vietnam again, just to get our prisoners released, you better stop and think. How did those American pilots become POWs in North Vietnam in the first place? After all, they weren't captured while they were on a Sunday school outing." Good Ned said, "They were shot down while they was on a mission of mercy over North Vietnam." I said, "Good Ned, a mission of mercy with tons of napalm and high explosives pouring death and destruction on the North Vietnamese?" He looked at me with disgust and said, "Johnny, when are you going to start a-listening to the truth, to your own government officials? Them pilots was over there a-trying to win the hearts and minds of them Asians. They was a-trying to teach them the democratic way, teach them that aggression don't pay." I said, "Well, the North Vietnamese didn't see it that way, couldn't it? All they saw was the death and desolation that our bombers were raining down on them. Naturally, they're going to try to shoot the bombers down." Couldn't it? Said, "Uh-huh, that just proves my point. Proves how backward and contrary them rascals is. They don't even respect private property. Them bombers belong to the taxpayers of America and cost millions of dollars. You think them barbarians cared? No, lay out there on their backs and shoot away at our bombers and knock them down and destroy American property that way, and then just to prove how inhuman they was, put the pilots into jail. Now that's what I call true barbarity." I said, "Cousin Ed, what do you think American government would do if we shot out North Vietnamese pilots while they were bombing our homes and towns?" He said, "Why, we'd be civilized and humane about it. The first thing Dick Nixon would do if they shot out a Vietnamese pilot bombing Washington would go to him and say, 'Here, son, here's a paper and pencil. Write home to Mom and Dad and tell them where you at. And say, P.S., I'll be home before long.'" I said, "Cousin Ed, you know that's absolute nonsense. If you can believe that, you can believe anything Nixon tells you." He said, "Well, I'll tell you right now, Dick Nixon's getting good and tired of the contrary way them North Vietnamese is acting, not releasing our American POWs. Dick stays up way past his bedtime every night, a-fretting and a-worrying over our POWs and when they're coming home." I said, "I wish I could believe that. I happen to believe that Mr. Nixon's using the POW issue as a smokescreen to cover up continuing the war the way he's doing." Nancy. You saying President Nixon's using American POWs to fool North Vietnamese? I said, no, I'm saying he's doing it to fool the American people.
Leo Kottke, before that, some Gypsy and In the Garden, and some Moody Blues, which we'll return to later. Right now, news time, back with Them Changes, Buddy Miles, right thereafter.
This is Charles Hughes with news from American FM Radio. Associated Press says there's been a tentative agreement in the steel negotiations here in Washington. A 600-man committee of local leaders are now meeting to decide whether to accept the measure. AB says the new agreement contains a 30% wage increase over 3 years and unlimited cost of living raises. The rail strike talks go on at the Labor Department here in Washington, with work rules the main issue holding up agreement. The Apollo 15 astronauts are now in their sleep period. Because of today's busy activities, tomorrow's third and final day of exploring on the moon will be about an hour and a half late in starting. Senator Frank Church of Idaho calls the federal loan guarantee bill for Lockheed Aircraft Corporation a slush fund for big business. The Senate will vote on a $250 million measure for Lockheed tomorrow. Senator Edmund Muskie of Maine says the U.S. should supply Israel with jet fighters it needs for defense from Arab forces. This is news from American FM Radio, Washington.
Get this thing out of there so we can get going!
Every summer, more cars stall from overheating than any other reason.
Come on, baby, come on, not now.
Oh, no, please no. I've got to get to the doctor.
Hey, how about a push?
Every summer, summer heat takes its toll on the highway. Overheating, vapor lock, frustration. Now there's new STP Keep Cool radiator treatment.
Oh, and add a can of STP Keep Cool, will you please?
Add STP Keep Cool radiator treatment to your car's cooling system, and it provides cooling relief, even when the going gets extra hot. STP Keep Cool helps make those summer engine problems a thing of the past.
I remember once when I got stuck on an expressway during rush
hour. Before summer heat stops you, stop at your service station for a can of new STP Keep Cool radiator treatment. All summer long, it helps take the heat off your engine.
Astronauts Dave Scott and Jim Irwin on the moon today found some crystal rocks. Here's what they said when they made the find. Scott speaks first.
Guess what we just found? I think we found what we came for. Crystal and rock, huh? Yes, sir. You better believe it.
Astronaut Scott and Irwin. Later in Houston, NASA's Joe Allen talked about the importance of the discovery. Allen said,
this sort of a sample discovered in such a place is quite possibly material that the pristine moon was formed of, that is, the primeval moon was formed of, and perhaps is material that is unchanged from the very first days when our solar system was being formed.
Allen also said that clues to the history of the moon are necessary to learn more about the development of Earth and the entire solar system. Senator Frank Church, Democrat of Idaho, recently returned from a visit to the Soviet Union. On ABC's Issues and Answers today, Church was asked how the Russians view President Nixon's upcoming trip to Red China. Church said,
they really are not critical of this trip. They can hardly be critical because for years they've been telling us that what we ought to do is normalize relations with Peking. And so this being a step in that direction conforms with their own advice.
On the coming South Vietnamese presidential election, Church was asked if the re-election of President Tu would affect American interests. Church replied,
I would hope that we could design our own policy and pursue it without reference to the outcome of these elections, one way or another.
Church also says he believes the U.S. has done all that it went to Vietnam to do. Newsweek magazine says Lieutenant William Calley's life sentence for the My Lai murders will be reduced 20 to 30 years by Lieutenant General Albert Connor, the first reviewing officer in the case. This is news from American FM Radio.
We've heard them changes, Buddy Miles, and then to Carnival of Life, the title cut from a Lee Michaels album not too long ago, then to a new LP by Robert Savage called The Adventures of Robert Savage, which is a very fine LP. 431, I'm Mark Young. This is KWFM Tucson, Arizona, 99 degrees.
Danger Love, 502 North Fremont Avenue, has sweetened their sale prices with new dresses. Come in and have a taste. Dresses, racks of them at $7, $17, and $27. Pants, $10. Skirts, $3. New fall fashions, including Julian knits and Benson and Partners coordinates, all at Daphne Danger Love, 502 North Fremont Avenue, during their summer clearance sale.
John Baldry sings Rod Stewart's Flying.
Got a friend, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, you got a friend.